September is Childhood Cancer Awareness Month, and what better place to go to find out about childhood cancer than the St. Jude Children's Research Hospital? They lead the fight against childhood cancer, and we have with us this morning Rick Shadyac, Jr., who is the president and CEO of ALSAC, the Awareness and Fundraising Organization of St. Jude Children's Hospital, Research Hospital. Also, we have a cancer survivor, Miguel, who joins us to talk a little bit about his story. But let's start, Rick, with you. What is the state of childhood cancer right now in the United States, in the world?
Well, Bruce, we've made a lot of progress. So when we opened our doors back in 1962, the survival rate for the most common form of childhood cancer, acute lymphoblastic leukemia, was only 4%. And you fast forward today to 52 years later, and that survival rate is now 94%. But our work isn't done. Despite all the progress that we've made, one in five kids who are diagnosed with pediatric cancer today will unfortunately not make it. So that's where St. Jude Children's Research Hospital will play a critical role as we move forward.
And being a research hospital, your idea is to find the answers, right?
That's right. Well, so we want to take care of the kids, but we also want to find a cure. And about 50% of our budget is spent on researching pediatric cancer. And unfortunately, around the world, pediatric cancer is woefully underfunded. But St. Jude Children's Research Hospital is a leading institution in the investment into pediatric cancer research. As we sit here today, I mean, we're literally trying to understand what causes pediatric cancer, what causes a white blood cell to mutate into a leukemia, what causes a brain cell to mutate into a brain tumor, and specifically develop therapies to treat these kids that develop these conditions. And then we freely share that research in communities all across the United States.
Must be tough for a family who gets that cancer diagnosis. You know, if someone hears the word cancer, if it's a spouse, it's one thing, or yourself, but if it's your child, that really must take a toll on the family and send them sort of spiraling out of control. How do they hook up with you guys?
Well, you know, you're right. For any family to hear the four most devastating words you can hear, your child has cancer, I mean, you're literally, your world comes to a halt. The way a child or a family comes to St. Jude is that they're typically referred by their pediatrician or pediatric oncologist. You have to have a disease that we treat, and God willing, we have a protocol that would be available and open for that child. And then we'll bring you here. We fly the family here. We take care of all the expenses associated with their travel, their housing, their food while they're here. We take care of all their medical expenses, and then we bring them back for life. So no family pays St. Jude for anything, Bruce, and that's because of the support of the general public.
Well, let's talk with Miguel. Bring him in on the conversation. Miguel,
Great. You
were diagnosed with a type of bone cancer. Tell me a little bit about your story and how you ended up with St. Jude's.
Well, Bruce, as you will mention, I was diagnosed with a type of bone cancer, which is osteosarcoma, and it's the most common type of cancer in the adolescents. And there's around 400 cases in the United States. So I'm from the Dominican Republic, so there's a fewer possibilities to have this type of cancer. So the doctors there, when I was diagnosed, they didn't know what to do. They didn't know how to react. The only possibility was to remove my leg where the tumor was. So my family and I were desperately looking for a place to go, and so we came to the United States trying to look for a place, and we found this hospital. And this hospital said that they could save my leg, but the chemotherapy, only the chemotherapy, will cost more than $300,000. And we didn't have the money. We didn't have health insurance. So we went back to the Dominican Republic, and we visited a local hospital. And we didn't know, but this local hospital is part of the international outreach program that St. Jude has, which I'm in love with. And they referred me to St. Jude. And we didn't know what St. Jude was at the beginning, but they said, you don't have to worry about anything, about traveling, housing, because St. Jude will pay for everything, and you're going to the best hospital in the entire world.
And what was your experience like? What, like right now? Obviously, they saved your leg, right?
Yes, they did. And not only my leg, but also my life. And they gave me quality of life.
And tell me a little bit about your experience there. What was it like for you? I'm not only somebody with cancer, but somebody from the Dominican Republic. How were you comfortable there? Did it work well? What was it like being there during that time?
At the beginning, we were scared because we've come from a different culture, even speaking a different language. But the hospital think about every single detail, and they have interpreters there that provide this care for patients who are coming from different countries. and they made me feel welcome. They made me feel like a big family. They didn't. I wasn't actually feeling weird for being there. Actually, I was feeling so happy for being there, so full of life in every single step of my treatment. And I won't lie, it was really hard throughout the treatment, but then you knew how to put the magic back in.
How are you able to sort of still be like a kid, even though you were in a hospital setting? What things are there that sort of made you feel comfortable or maybe even forget the fact of why you were there?
With no doubt, the families that I met here that were going through the same situation and the staff. Literally, Bruce, I was 17 years old when I was diagnosed, so I knew what was going on. But having the smiles of all the staff and also the little kids, they were smiling. So how cannot you be inspired to be full of life and also fight for your life against cancer?
Rick, what can people do to kind of find out more or, you know, help out or continue on with this great battle that you're fighting?
Well, to learn more about the mission of St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and also about pediatric cancer in general, I would urge everyone to go to our website at www.stjude.org. And just you can make a donation there. You can learn about events that we may have in your local community. You can attend events. But most importantly, learn more about the fight against pediatric cancer and what we're doing here at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital.
September is Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. We want to thank Rick Shadyac and also Miguel sharing his story and the great work that's being done at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Gentlemen, thank you for the time this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bruce.